messages on screen, the written audio of the information becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
That's right. Today, we're going to talk about PrepperCon.
PrepperCon 2018. I like that. That was good.
No, thanks.
And thank you for wearing the exact same shirt as me today.
No, thank you for wearing the exact same shirt.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that we both got our black BattleBox shirts on today.
Yep.
We're going to go walk around the neighborhood holding hands later, probably. I think.
Probably something like that.
Probably something.
But we're forming a prepper group. Come on.
Y'all got to wear this shirt. Today we're going to talk about PrepperCon.
That's my line.
That's exactly your line, isn't it? We're going to talk about PrepperCon. We hit it up last week, so look forward to that. We got BattleBox to review. We've got Hunt Vault, another Hunt Vault. And so if
Heck
you're a
yeah.
hunter, stick around. We're going to talk about hunting stuff. That's
freaking cool.
Yeah, it's freaking cool. But guys, first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Go and get them.
Yeah, go get them.
Because they do an incredible job.
No doubt, no doubt.
Listener, reviews starts now.
You take it, bro. You take it. It's a good one.
I got it on. Okay. I haven't screwed up some words, so it's time to do it right now.
It's time to do it, yep.
Stay and survive.
It's stay and survive.
That's from Basement Bunker song. Boy. We should start it out that way.
I know, we should.
Basement Bunker Boy.
Yeah, Basement Bunker Boy from All iTunes.
Right. This is Basement Bunker Boy from iTunes.
Let's say it one more time.
All right. I had the euphoric privilege of catching this podcast well into its episode, so I got to listen to Cam and Kobe back to back to back for several days while at work. Along my journey to catch up, I learned the importance of dressing in baggy clothes to remain unaccosted during a riot. I read that, and I was like, "That's right." The real dangers of earthquake canes and how you and a buddy can entertain yourselves for hours by using different voices while you hide in the bunker, in your bunker, when SHTF, I'm butchering this. I haven't read it yet. In all seriousness, though, these guys are knowledgeable and entertaining to listen to. I have listened to several episodes multiple times because the info they lay down gets you thinking about how you can better your chances in the post-apocalyptic wastes. I enjoy the gear. Let me turn the page. I enjoy the gear reviews and medical tips in every episode and look forward to the new ones every 2 weeks.
Well, that was fantastic.
Sorry about that, Basement Bunker Boy.
Yeah, no, thank you, though.
When I saw it posted on there, I was like, it's kind of long. I hope I don't have to read it.
and I did. Yeah. Worst nightmare came true. If you guys would like to be a part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle Book on Amazon. Leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
It's amazing that you can do that and say it every time, every week.
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Just like it was in your iPad there.
But it ain't. Yeah, that was weird, huh? Social media shout out, guys. Today, I'm shouting out all you folks on the Casual Preppers Podcast Facebook group. We have a Facebook page, you know, that's where everybody comes and sees what we got going on, but we also have a group. So this is more of like a discussion forum about, it could be about, you know, the latest podcast, it can be about some crazy, you know, article we read, it could be anything. So if you guys, I'm just shouting you guys out because you guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cam made on there though. He doesn't know about
I need to
Facebook.
Get on there.
You do.
What is Facebook?
It's facebook.com. Mm. They have an app for that.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah, it really is a mad, mad world, Cameron. I have a news article here I'd like to read to you.
Yeah, okay.
And this really happened. This is serious. The headline reads, this is from AP. This is Associated Press. Florida city warns residents of power outage, comma, zombies.
What?
Yeah. No,
They're expecting it?
Well, I'll show you. Lake Worth, Florida. Residents of a Florida city who received alerts about a power outage were also warned to look out for zombies. That's right, zombies. The Palm Beach Post reports that Lake Worth residents received the message during a power outage on Sunday. The alert warned that more than 7,000 customers lost power due to extreme zombie activity. City spokesman Ben Kerr later posted a Facebook message saying officials were investigating the bogus alert and that he wanted to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He says
it's just a tweaker. Everybody go home.
The 7,800 customers lost power and was restored within 30 minutes.
Wow.
But
that's a scary threat.
I know, could you imagine like
ooh,
actually
it's all coming true? Woo!
I know, could you actually imagine getting that through your city's, you know, website or Facebook or something like that? Like we lost power cuz the zombies are here. It's like what?
Wait a minute.
So yeah.
Now there's going to be a missile threat anytime soon, I'm
know.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my Mad World.
That's cool.
I thought it was kind of funny.
You know, I was going to do, I just thought about it now. I was going to talk about that email from the guy in Hawaii.
But
I
forgot
totally
about that.
Forgot.
We'll have to maybe talk about that next week or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I want to do it a little better. So,
yeah, we got an email from a listener in Hawaii, and he was kind of telling us about how stuff was going down out there. You know, like
real life.
Yeah,
like,
real
it's
life.
It's just really cool how, I mean, to put all of this in perspective, it's like,
yeah,
wow. And I don't want to butcher it because, as you can tell, if I read things, yeah. I'll destroy them.
He needs to read them beforehand and get them all the words put in the right spot in his brain.
Need to sit down at yeah. night and go over them, put the words.
His wife reads it to him out loud while he lays in bed.
Yeah. So, yeah, we want to do that one and talk about it. It was awesome for him to send that.
Yeah, that was
cool. Yeah, we'll get back to that.
We love getting emails from listeners.
Oh, it's so awesome!
It's like our favorite thing.
That, like, man. We're not just as we hoped a little bit,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
My Mad World was about Sweden. Did you see that they sent out leaflets on how to prepare for war?
Yeah, I posted this on the Facebook page.
Did you?
This last week or whenever that was. But yeah,
so
it's crazy.
To have, you know, a country just be like, we probably should start preparing for war. You know, and if you look at their purpose, you know, it's not that they're planning to attack, you know, Denmark or something.
Sweden versus Denmark.
they just want their community and their population to all be prepared for a disaster just like we're talking about.
And I think somebody said this is kind of an update to like an old leaflet or something that
they've
kind of
what I was.
I think.
It looks sweet though. I'm
no,
like,
it's cool.
Come on, United States, get us a sweet one.
Yeah.
Or just listen to our podcast.
Exactly.
You know? But, yeah, it talks about clothes, sleeping bags, you know, and kind of, you know, more or less an indirect way of talking about bugging out, bugging in. It's pretty sweet. So
yeah.
If you're in Sweden, you guys are prepared.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. You should go to our Facebook page and you can go see that article. And it has some really cool stuff. Like, I was, like, reading that, like, oh, man, this is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, even talking about some specific stuff like emergency alarm and air raid warnings, like,
yeah.
What to do then and shelters, protective, like, where to go. It's like, man, what a sweet thing that the government, how sweet of the government to think about their own people.
I know, it's just, it was nice of them, huh?
Could you imagine having that?
Yeah.
Country that really worries about their own people.
So go check that out. It's actually a pretty cool article. You kind of see what they talk about.
I don't know who they're going to attack, but they're planning on
somebody.
It. I'm sure there's who isn't scared of freaking Russia being.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Yep.
We're across the world from them. We were like, oh, great.
I think maybe I even read something that it was due to Russia being kind of crazy.
Russia
the
was kind of that and the
updating it.
Yeah.
So
check it out.
Cool.
Crazy.
Thank you, camera. I like that. Yeah. All right, let's move on and let's figure out what we're talking about today.
We went out and we enjoyed our weekend.
We did. We took a couple days away from the family and we headed down to SLC, Salt Lake City, Utah.
I appreciate my wife taking care of my kids.
Yes, thank you, wife. Yeah, and Cam has a brand new baby and stuff.
I know. Whew. She just put him in a box down the basement.
Yeah. He
put some formula powder all over him.
He's licking himself, getting them nutrients.
I'll have somebody visiting my house when I get home. This is Child Protection Services.
Yes.
We were like super stoked to get out there. And to be completely honest, mm-hmm. I was a little let down.
Yeah. So we hit up PrepperCon last year for the first time in 2017, and it was pretty dang impressive.
It was.
I was impressed.
Kind of blew my mind.
Yeah. So a little, you know, recap from last year. BattleBox had a huge booth there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was big, and they had some so much cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff going on. We were able to.
I think that made the PrepperCon like their booth made it look pretty legit and really fancy.
Yeah.
So good job, BattleBox. You should come out again.
They really should. I wish we could get TacPac out there, Survival Boxes.
They all need to come out there.
All those guys.
It's so nice to see exactly what you're getting in a box instead of listening and seeing. You know.
Yeah. And so last year, we were pretty impressed. We had a really good time, met some really cool people. I'm not saying we didn't have a good time this year because we really did, but it was just a little bit of a letdown from last year.
Yeah. I think I was expecting more cool, innovative products.
Yeah, I was too.
And I know we know they're out there. It's just like, where were you guys looking? Like,
yeah, we need
there was
need
a lot
get.
Of like gypsy vendors, you know.
Yeah, there was.
Here's a bunch of like crap toys and stuff.
Yep. Like Cam was playing with the wooden swords and the unicorns.
I was actually playing with it. But yeah, it just I seemed like a lot of junk.
Yeah,
you know,
there were some diamonds in the rough though. There was some stuff in there that was pretty dang good, and we're gonna talk about those here in just a second. But you know, honestly, probably the coolest part for me when we were there is actually talking to some listeners. So we had a few groups of people that stopped us, and they were listeners, and they talked with us. We got some photos. Yeah.
I was like fan struck.
Oh yeah, that first one.
So I can't talk.
There's
people.
A couple of guys, some buddies that stopped us, and you know we were walking down the hall, and these all of a sudden I heard up from behind us, "Hey, where's your tactical geese?" And I'm like, "What?" And I don't know if Cam just didn't hear.
I didn't hear that. Like I was kind of like, "Is this somebody that Kobe knows?" And I'm panicking. Oh.
Yeah, he was. He was like getting all sweaty, and he was like dry heaving a little bit and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on?
I couldn't figure out who it was. And I feel bad. I hope they don't think that I'm a total jerk, because I was like, I don't know. How do I communicate?
It was pretty dang funny, but those dudes were really awesome.
Excited that we had somebody that knew us. It felt important.
Yeah, they were dropping lots of inside jokes from the podcast. And
we had somebody the second day too that he knew us, and that felt good.
That felt good validation.
He was on the way out, huh?
Yeah, that was on the way out that we saw that one guy.
We're always like, where do we know you?
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're a listener. It's like, oh, cool, you recognize us.
A couple of vendors kind of knew who we were, so that was fun. It was a good time to talk to some guys that knew what we were doing. It just, like we said, it just seemed smaller. It just seemed not quite as grand, not quite as big. And we just didn't have like some of the flashy stuff that we saw last year.
No,
we weren't able to really hit up any classes or really any of the speeches or talks. We did hit one up for a minute about this kid who survived how far was his fall? Like 50 feet? In
yeah,
a cave.
Yeah, that was crazy. Cave nearby, and
it's actually a cave
smashed
out here.
His head, broke his jaw.
Yeah,
broke his. I don't even know how he got out of there.
I don't either. But he kind of told his story. Actually, we do because he told his story. We know how he got out of there.
He did tell.
But it was a cave actually right out near us where he fell. He's a dude from California. But anyways, it was pretty interesting. He kind of told his tale of survival.
Yeah.
But we didn't get any classes in or anything like that. We just didn't have the time. We just needed to make sure that we got through all the vendors and the booths and stuff. So, right. But I'm sure those were great.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure they were, too.
I'm sure they were.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go to the...
Yeah.
Why don't we jump to probably the most exciting thing there, in our opinion?
Yeah, this was probably my gold star for the whole the whole PrepperCon.
Yeah. So no joke, you guys have to go to this website.
Yes. You guys, go check out nearthreat.com.
It is the cleanest, like, it's like a fantasy type of, you know, like something that you were like, oh man, if that was a real thing, that would be amazing to have. I mean, it's literally that good that you're like, wow, this seems like something you'd see in the movies. Like, well, that would be cool if they really invented that.
Yeah, there are, you know, there are apps out there that are similar. You know, there are apps out there. There's like the FEMA app that will send you alerts when things are going on in your area and whatnot. But the way that they've done this is
the interface is just
beautiful.
It really is.
You know, you feel like you're playing like a PlayStation game or something, but the way it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So why don't you basically let them know exactly what this software and this app is and what it does?
Yeah, so it's right now, there's no subscription. You guys can go check it out, put in your address, and kind of test it out. It's they have an app on Android that works the same. So basically, it's giving you all of the threats that you want to even know about nearby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can extend your perimeter, and it just, the feed is like amazing. Yeah. So, like, if I can just, I want to show you guys.
I want to show you so bad.
So, like, obviously, most of you are listening, but what you do is you've got this website that shows on the left panel, you've got, like, what kind of things that are threats to you in your location.
Yeah.
Like flooding and earthquakes, hurricanes, stuff like that. And you
click
on it.
Wind.
And so, you can break it down into those things.
Oh, man. Look, they have food. Oh, I haven't been through all of these yet.
So when you click on the little tab, like, it says earth, and it goes in, and you can, like, sinkholes, like fracking, avalanches. It keeps you posted in your location of what those threats are and what the current activity is. Like, so fires, you're worried about it in your area. You click that little box, you'll get notified as soon as there's a fire.
Yeah.
And you can go to the website, and it'll show the location and basically how big it is and all the details. So it's, instead of getting your news from multiple sources, they just compile it all into this really sweet looking interface.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super customizable. Like, they're building on it. And I think that they plan to release in a year,
the full app.
There's
going to
be, you know, a subscription, but
yeah, like, right now it's in a public beta. So they're testing it out, but when it does come out to that point, we're going to be on top of it. We'll let you guys know exactly where it's at, but it's so cool. The global filters, there's water. So like, you can click on that filter of water, if it'll let me go in here. And so it shows tsunamis. So it shows contaminations, floods. What is that one? I don't know, droughts, oil spills, all these kind of things for water. And so you can check each one of those if you want to see about, you know, when those things come up. And then you can go to biological. There's a biological one.
So crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. And then each one of those has filters, you know, diseases, virus outbreaks, epidemics, mass depressions, swarms, ticks, mosquitoes, bugs. It's so cool the way they've done this, and they aggregate all the information out there in the news, from FEMA, from all these different places, and they pull it into this one app and give you those. And the way that it shows it to you is so awesome. Like, you actually see it on the map. Like, I'm looking at Utah right now.
Yeah.
And then you'll see an icon that corresponds to your global filters on the left side. So right now I'm seeing one in Utah. It says fire. So you click on it, and it says first identified a day ago. Last update a day ago. Info, radiative power, 7 megawatts, the fire. So it wasn't obviously a huge fire, but it was a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so awesome the way they've done this.
It really is. If you want to keep in touch with your threats around you, there's like no cleaner way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely not.
And they'll branch it out, and, you know, say you're going to go travel to, you know, foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, they're going to have it so that you can type in that address and you can follow for the, you know, a week into going up there. And while you're there, you're going to get active threats of a location that you're not familiar with.
Yep.
Which I think is pretty freaking awesome.
And they're even going to get it to the point where you and your family all have this app. You can track each other where you're at. So, you know, something goes haywire, SHTF happens, you can, you know, find that. I mean, like he said, you know, we're not just trying to get this out to preppers. We're going to, like, even the prepper curious people that are just wanting to be a little bit prepared, you know, mothers and families that, like, I just want to know if something's going on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you don't want to know about the royal wedding.
You know,
and all the news feeds on that have to scroll down to find, oh, well, I didn't know that we were being invaded.
Yeah. What? Sweden's invading us, oh, those pricks.
I knew that pamphlet was for something.
Yeah, so, man, we were so excited. Cam was able to get, he's got an Android, so he was able to get, he's able to get it on his phone. So he's been playing with it a little bit. The Apple version should be out in a couple of weeks, they said. Is that right? So, so stay tuned, because we're probably going to have some more on them pretty soon.
Yeah. As Colby and I talked about, we like the apps that are, like, super simple and clean and easy to use, and this one by far is that, like, in every way.
So. And that are useful. I mean, there's a lot of apps out there that are just crap, you know? There's a lot of survival apps out there that just have, like, oh, here's a PDF, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, you know.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're super excited about Near Threat and
probably the most exciting thing, you know, there.
Yeah. So
one of
Nearthreat.com. If you go check them out, let them know that Casual Prepper sent you over there to check them out, you know. So
yeah, right on.
Nearthreat.com. Mm. Yeah, so that was definitely the coolest. They had an awesome booth.
They did. I was like, video games? What is this? It looks like a total video game. Like,
yeah, it really does.
Clean, and they had a nice couch and booth. You could watch the TVs and stuff.
Yeah. So we actually talked to the CEO and the guy that codes everything.
Yeah.
He was there as well.
Yeah.
So it was really, really cool.
Was he from Australia or something?
I don't know. Canada, I thought.
I don't think he was. He had an accent.
Oh,
he wasn't?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
UK, maybe?
I don't know. Funny.
Think he had an accent.
Funny accent. I don't know. I didn't notice an accent, but I could be wrong.
But they were awesome.
They were awesome. So that was our gold star from PrepperCon 2018.
Well, thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next week.
PrepperCon next year.
No, there were some other cool things. So we'll kind of go through those, some of the stuff that we found that are kind of cool. The next one we saw was a website called Bunker Days.
Yeah. You know, I actually got a little Velcro patch from them last year, and I never did look into them.
I didn't really either.
We didn't know what we were doing.
We didn't know. So basically what Bunker Days is, bunkerdays.com, they are kind of a social network, a social platform for self-reliance. These dudes are kind of ex-military guys that do a lot of writing. They do a lot of different articles and stuff on survival and, you know, tactical stuff and prepping and all that kind of stuff. So you can go to their website. You can sign up, and there's a lot of different things you can do. You can, like, create different plans, and you can practice them. You know, you can inventory stuff. You can understand and define different situations. So it's really, really cool. I need to get in on and really get into the meat of it.
We'll have to, yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
A little bit more about. But their site, too, is, like, really clean and easy to read. I like how they have it kind of broken up into the different categories of things, you know, gear and then just basic knowledge and stuff like that. Like, well done.
Yeah, and there's like different like bunkers that they call them that you can follow and you can build and you can share them and like lots of different categories. So it's pretty cool. So go check out bunkerdays.com. Yeah, sure. It's kind of fun stuff.
It is really fun stuff.
Yeah. What's next, Cameron?
This was a sweet deal that I got, and so we had to talk about it.
We actually talked about them last year quite a bit.
Yeah, we did.
From PrepperCon last year.
You got your bag.
Yeah, so last year, 3V Gear was at PrepperCon 2017, and I ended up getting my current bug out bag there, and I thought I was getting an awesome price. I got the Paratus 3-day operator pack, and it was like $60, and I was so stoked because it's normally like $80.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so in our bug out video, that's the one you're using, right?
Oh, yeah. It is our bug out video. And so we stopped by their booth and we were checking stuff out. And then I'm like, oh, crap, dude, look at this.
Did you have one of those?
Mm-mm.
There you go.
And we saw the Paratus there and they had a, I don't know, what color is that? Like the desert tan or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But they had this going out of stock and it was like $35.
It's amazing. I've wanted one because I like all the pouches, and it has a detachable pouch on the bottom that you could put all of your medical gear in. Mm-hmm. And as you guys, if you guys know 3V Gear, like they are totally all tactical and like well built backpacks. And man, $35
especially for the
was
price,
super steal
for the price. Yeah,
and this bag itself on their website, you know, has 505 reviews, all five stars. I don't know if they're screening it, but
yeah,
pretty amazing, really. Oh no, there's a 2-star. But that's that's pretty impressive. And
for $35,
I was super stoked about it.
Yeah.
I have backpacks coming out my B-hole.
Yeah.
And I still wanted this one because it's just, it's built for bugging out.
It's a perfect bug out bag. It really is.
We're stoked about them. You guys should check out their website because they have tons of cool gear, different pouches. They have the Gatapak?
Yeah, the sling pack.
That one's sweet too. And Kobe made fun of me. I wanted to get a bladder pack. I was like, look at this. And he's like, oh, what did you say?
You look like one of those like Asian girls with the short skirt and the panda backpack on. You know what I mean?
That's what he visualized me.
That's what I was seeing. But
yeah, it was a tiny little, just a bladder pack. But they have such like a gear and sizes of backpacks to fit like every style. So
also Plan B was there.
Yeah.
We saw these guys last year. Holy crap, they make some like freaking amazing bug out vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to change your panties like 10 times while you're looking through
their
vehicles.
You seriously do. They had probably, what'd they have, like maybe
They had less this year, didn't they?
I don't know. It seemed like they had...
Maybe they said new stuff. Well, no, because they had the blue truck sitting.
Yeah.
But, man, they had some incredible stuff there. Like the Humvee with the trailer on it.
Yeah.
Like that, I wanted that.
That was awesome, because
it had like a camper hardtop back. Mm-hmm. And, oh, man, it's
just,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, most people are never going to get something like that, but if you're one of those dudes that just has money and you're looking to blow it on something, that's where I would go.
Look into this company, because they will build it just like you want.
Yeah, plan B, man.
Just what you've seen in the magazines.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Okay, so another...
This was a little gym.
Yeah, this was quite a gym.
We kind of didn't... we walked by the booth a couple times. Uh-huh. I wasn't sure what the crap it was.
Yeah.
And then when I got looking, like, I got all super excited. I was like, what is this? What is this?
He's like, hey, mister.
What's this? I can't believe my eyes.
What's this? Prepper stuff. You were like super excited. So you started talking to the guy at the booth. And this was actually... He was the owner, right? He was
the guy that ran the whole New company. York.
Yeah.
Right? Or somewhere around there?
Yeah. So his company's called Fifth Ops. Not Fifth, but Fifth.
Like Fife.
Or Fife. I don't know. Maybe.
No,
I thought it was Fifth, but.
I think it is Fifth Ops.
Could be Fife. I don't know. Whatever. It
but
doesn't
matter. Check out their website or his website. But let me show you. I have some here.
Yeah. So if you're watching, you can kind of see some
pretty
of this
cool.
stuff.
So they have. We talked about home defense gear.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's hard to. I don't know. I don't know where to look for like a tripwire and not look like a psychopath getting it. So he has some like really simple perimeter trip alarms. So this one here, and he had it all displayed. Like it was pretty sweet. It was all bolted too. And we're gonna be. I'm a little scared to do it. We're gonna try it out. So this one in particular has a little convertible thing where you can.
So you've got, sorry about that.
Is that the 12-gauge one that you got, or which one did you get?
Yeah, this is the 12-gauge. So this one converts. It has a little converter on the bottom that you can actually use 209 shells in it, too. So, yeah, you've got this you just mount to, you know, a 2x4 or something like that.
A tree, then, anything.
Yeah, wherever, and it's super, I mean, it's made of aluminum. Pack it up, pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me begin.
Exactly.
So anyways, it's got a Kevlar trip line, and then you just run it across here, and it has this little pull trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully we'll get a point to demonstrate this on a video. And then you just step on it, and it clicks, and it fires this flashbang round, 172 decibels.
Yeah.
And he said it's super freaking loud, like it'll, you know, it'll rattle your brain.
Yeah.
And super bright flash. And so that's awesome. Like a simple little thing like this that you can order and he will ship it to you.
Yeah. And they're not very expensive either.
Not at all.
He sells them for like $30 a piece.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
He said that the, across the world, like the 209 shot shell primers.
Across the world, the Magnum shot shell primers.
So the 209 is actually more common.
Yeah.
That's why this particular one has a little convertible thing that you can. Use both the 12 gauge shell and it just slides in the bottom and then the tripwire fires it just like a, you know, a little drop hammer. And then you can put the little convertible on there and do the 209 shell. So you got both that you can use, and supposedly this one's more common.
Yeah.
And then there's also an even smaller one. It's like pin size, like a little teeny LED flashlight.
Yeah.
And this one's specifically for the 209 shell.
And it's pretty, the mini flashbang, right? Is that the mini?
Perimeter trip alarm mini. This one's awesome because it's like half the weight, and it, I mean, the big one doesn't weigh that much either.
But the cool thing about that one is, okay, so it still has the ones you use. Is this the right one? Is this the mini flashbang or is this the mini flashbangs? Right,
those are the mini flashbangs.
Okay, that's right. Actually, those are different.
Or are these the mini flash, the little shot shells?
No, these...
Did we not have...
I don't think we got
a sample of those.
Yeah. So this... I don't think this is the mini, but I can't see the other one on his website.
Maybe. I thought there was. I thought we got them all.
Well, no, because the mini flashbang on his website says it's 126 decibels, but this one actually says 172 decibels, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to figure out which one we have.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, it has a 3-foot muzzle flash when it goes off, too. Can you imagine walking next to that? And, oh my gosh.
You would be running for your life.
Yeah.
You would step on a mine.
It's insane, dude.
So, yeah, you've got this one, and then here's the little adapter. that'll allow you to use the 209 shells.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, super cheap, really lightweight, and man, quality build. We're gonna test both of them out.
Yeah, we'll make a video.
We're pretty excited about it and scared.
Hopefully soon.
Terrified.
But what I see, obviously this is great for home defense and stuff like that. But you know how awesome this would be to throw in a bug out bag?
Oh, perfect.
So when
like really, that's the better thing to use.
So when you're camped on your bug out or wherever it is, you could put a couple of these up on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or three or four of them. They're not that expensive. You know, and,
yeah.
And you've, or you can like, you know, tactically sleep in a spot that you're surrounded on three sides or whatever. And then the other side, you have your trip alarm. Oh my gosh.
Man,
that's awesome.
If somebody stepped on that, not only will you chit your pants.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah,
everybody's
will too,
just going to freak out. Like it's going to be so loud, but, yeah, check them out because this stuff is like way cheap. And I mean, it's like, I would think you'd have to go to some, you know, you'd have to go to, Rumsfeld, you know,
yeah,
to find to get all this hardcore stuff. Like he was pretty sweet, like to give us these samples that we're gonna do some videos with, and I was gonna buy it.
Yeah, he was like Cam had his wallet out. He's like, I'm buying this.
I'm sure if the guy's listening, he's like, dang it.
I know,
but no, he was willing to donate to, you know, for us to test him out and show you guys how awesome his stuff is, and yeah, we're excited to do it.
Yeah, so go check him out. FITHOPS.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking cool.
Really
that
cool
I was
stuff.
Excited about.
Yeah, that's probably my, maybe that's probably my second gold
that's
star.
That's my second gold star.
Yeah,
for
silver
sure.
star right yeah. there.
It says designed for grizzlies and works on tweakers.
Yeah, that's what he says.
So
on there.
Awesome.
Yeah, funny
so
stuff.
So pretty cool. That's, I mean, that's an awesome thing to have in your bug out bag.
Yeah, very cool.
Another thing,
next thing we saw.
Kobe's playing with this and I was drooling.
What was I playing with? And you were drawing?
This is a piece of equipment.
Oh, playing with my equipment? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, so last year, Topps Knives had a huge... Remember how big their booth was?
It was massive.
It was a big old booth. They had like 9,000 knives on the table. Like, you couldn't even see to the other end. But this year, they were probably a quarter of the size that they were last year of their booth. But they still had a whole bunch of knives out. And I've been looking at this one knife for quite a while, and I finally got to get my hands on it. I haven't actually played with it yet until we got to PrepperCon.
For you YouTubers.
Yeah, the Fieldcraft Folder. Obviously, their Fieldcraft, their Bushcraft knives are top-notch. There's not many manufacturers out there that are making them at that level that
no,
are just
I,
that good for the prices they do. Oh my gosh, I love Tops.
My Cub knife, and what's the other one that we have from them? Like, those are like my kind of my
best
prize knives.
Yeah.
Like I really like them and keep them. I mean, I should be using the crap out of them because they're so durable, but I just like the look and I like the feel and the way that they've done texturized the handle, and to have one that's literally a fixed blade, but it's a...
It's a folder.
It's I can't believe
it. So it's obviously not a fixed blade, but it's a folder, but it's the same size as the fixed blade. So it's so
and it
cool.
feels like when it locks and everything, I mean, it would be easy to mistake it as a freaking
but,
fixed knife.
You know, so it's basically the same size as the regular fixed blade Fieldcraft knife, but it folds. You know, and it's big for a folder knife, but it's so awesome to have a Bushcraft knife like this in a folder that you could throw in your pocket. It's insane.
I know. I want one.
Yeah, they're awesome knives.
They're expensive.
Yeah, it's like online. It's like $215.
Yeah,
but it's got the bow drill divot. It's just such a cool knife in a folder. That's the cool thing. So yeah, if you want,
there was
to check
a lot
out,
of knives there, and that one was one of the few that really impressed me.
Yeah,
like,
there's
I was
knives
like,
everywhere.
I want that knife.
There's knives everywhere.
Knives and guns and bullets and
and
food storage.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
There was so much food storage.
I was like, how many companies
there's
are
a lot.
Doing food storage?
Well, then there's like, then you go around the corner and there'd be like this, Mama Leah's food storage. And it's like they've printed off their labels from print shop and like super glued them on the things. And you
I
know.
It's just a bucket of pickles from McDonald's.
I know. I was like, what on earth?
Sam's Club.
Yeah, it's like, there's a bunch of salt packets from Arby's. You know, Arby's never. Salt packets, number 10 can.
Just napkins from Little Caesars. You'll never run out of napkins.
You never gonna. Red pepper from Domino's.
That's so funny. You want to sample this? Just like a granola bar that they broke up. You're like, this isn't even anything on your table.
Yeah.
Just taste it. You like it?
It's good. Buy some of this other stuff back here.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's like the fake honey sauce from... Kentucky Fried Chicken or something, you know? They just opened a whole bunch of them.
And put yeah, in it's it. Like it's separated in here. It's like oil and...
So there was those. Like, I'm like, I'm never buying food storage from a place like that. But then there were the big names. They had, Wise Foods was there. What were some of the others that we saw?
Wise.
Foods. Augustin Foods was there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There was like four or five of them, man.
Oh, yeah.
All the big ones were there.
I just ate their samples and just yeah. kept on walking.
You stole my samples. I need to get mine. My pancakes.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. I got your pancakes right.
Yeah. They're giving away pancake samples. I'm like, pancakes.
We'll eat your pancakes.
My kids love pancakes.
Yep.
So, yeah, there was a lot of food.
Those, and there's like the random, like, bath beads.
Yeah.
Survival yeah. bath beads Survival. With lavender that'll cure any illness.
Yeah. Like, SHTF bath beads.
they squeezed some random booth in there. It's like, this doesn't fit here.
What was the medical device you were trying out?
Oh, I wanted that. That was awesome. Yeah.
It was like the muscle contractors yeah. things or whatever.
So it was, a TENS unit. So the electrical stimulation. Mm-hmm. My back was sore, so I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to get treatment for free.
He's over there for like 20 minutes. I was. Like, oh, I might buy this. I might buy this. Well, I'll come back later.
You know? Sucker.
Sucker. Treatment for free.
It was nice, though. It was nice, but you could tell, like, the device, you know, yeah. it was all Chinese made. Like, if you tipped it just right, you couldn't see anything. And,
yeah.
But, man, it put out some... Put out some nice stimulation.
It said like I plaid on it or something, you know?
Yeah, the shocker.
Yeah, the shocker.
But we screwed around with some of that stuff. We wanted to do the axe throw.
They had the social.
It got pretty busy.
The social axe throwing, but there was like so many people there that we could never get up there to actually to throw them.
And there was like
axes.
A hurricane simulator that I think they just walked you outside and shut the door.
This is what it's like after the hurricane stops.
This is in the eye of the hurricane. They just have some branches broken and sat down.
They have like a little oscillating fan on the side that just goes when you walk out the door.
Just like emergency tape type taped around a branch.
This is the eye of the hurricane.
Pretty scary, huh? Yeah. Could you imagine?
Can you?
Well, come around the front, pay again.
Yeah, that's $25.
So our last item, this I did really like. You know, I'm not a big game hunter. You know, I don't. I hunt small game rarely.
Yeah.
But this, I thought this was pretty, this guy was from Hawaii, right?
Yeah,
that
Hawaii.
That created this.
Yes, sir.
Pretty ingenious little knife, basically for skinning and what else? I mean, it's multiple use, really.
For field dressing, any animal, basically, is what they were for. And he had several different types.
Yeah, and it was like, it's just like a really cool multi-tool,
very lightweight. And they had a couple of kits. So it's actually Raptor Razor Knives. So if you go to raptorrazor.com, you can check them out.
So if you're a hunter, I think that you'd be pretty interested in this.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
You can change the blade out to wash it. It's stainless steel, or you can get a plastic version that's cheaper.
Yeah, but it's super functional. Light, though.
Yeah, it's really light. And it has a screwdriver in it, too, like the handle that you use, so you can actually take it apart with the actual device itself.
Yeah.
And then put a different blade in. And I thought those were way cool. I wanted to buy one just because I could. I would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, you probably would have been in trouble when you got home.
But definitely check them out. If you're a hunter, I think that this would be an awesome tool to have
with you
because it's cheap and it's super lightweight. Mm-hmm. And it's just a different way. I think that the risk of cutting your freaking hand open is a little less with this, the way that they built it.
Yeah, absolutely. So check them out, RaptorRazor.com. Yeah, cool stuff. You can find them on Instagram as well. So, you know, that was basically what we found at PrepperCon this year. Like we said, less impressed than we were last year.
Yeah.
I hope next year is better.
Kobe had a tummy ache.
I did for like three, 4 days.
We went to Texas Roadhouse and he's like, I can't eat my chicken. I don't want salad today.
I actually did eat my salad. It's the one thing I ate.
I had a steak like a man.
Yeah.
And I almost crapped my pants. And
I ate a steak too, man. I had steak
you did
and
both.
Chicken.
Oh,
yeah, I ate my steak.
He was a manly man.
Yeah.
we were tearing up that that hotel room, though.
Oh,
ripping some
gosh.
Stinky, nasty.
Yeah, it was
so
a bad
Texas
deal.
Roadhouse, you could produce some methane.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go forever.
And we went bowling.
We did go bowling at a little yeah. place near.
And I kicked your ass twice.
Twice. Like with a tummy ache.
With a tummy ache. Mm, can you imagine if I was full power? Yeah. Oh.
I was in a frenzy trying to find a ball that would work. Come on, which one my fingers fit in?
He'd throw a ball, and he'd be like, no! And he'd walk around, and he'd be gone for like 10 minutes, like going back and forth, like everybody's looking at him.
Kobe'd
like,
the game was over, and yeah. they'd come back with the ball. This one fits pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always have a hard time with that. Like, I have a weird fat thumb, and then the rest of my fingers are skinny. So
that's weird.
It's good for prostate exams and other things like that.
Wait.
Don't worry, the thumb's not going in, just the index finger.
I'm not going to put this beast in there.
Yeah. So I did. I got beat bad.
You did.
My wife beats me pretty bad at that one, too.
Yeah, she does.
She beats me
sad
bad.
For you.
That's it. One thing I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to...
Yeah. Go ahead.
You didn't put it in there, did you?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so...
Let's talk about survival
reviews,
boxes.
But yeah, real quick. I want to talk about survival boxes. What?
Reader number one.
No, I thought it says this was after 15.
Okay, then go ahead, yeah.
I hope this is right.
Just go ahead.
They'll like it. They'll be proud. Anyway, I wish survival boxes were there. I really do.
I so wish they would have been there.
I've got to bring that up again. Survival boxes, if you're listening, go to PrepperCon because Utah is all about food storage, and that's what you guys are about. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about you right now.
Yes, you are.
So survival boxes, they are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, or your next outdoor adventure. Mm. There are many different boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, and gear required for your survival plan. You can sign up today mm-hmm. to get your survival boxes delivered to your doorstep every freaking month.
Mm.
No contracts, cancel anytime. Also,
yeah.
Check out the new
mega survival box.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah, that's
mega
it.
Mega box.
I wanted to say Sabado.
Muy bueno.
So the mega survival box, 6 days worth of survival food, water, and water purification. Ooh. And filtration storage, all packed into one gigantic survival box.
Good gracious, I hope we get one of those.
I want this now.
Yeah, now.
I like that they just went with the big word, mega survival box.
Exactly.
But use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off from your first box. Why not make it the mega survival box?
Might as well.
And then first box on any subscription at the store, order today, survivalboxes.com.
Boom, bada, bum. Oh, I'm excited for the mega.
Seriously, these guys are awesome. Yeah. And that mega one sounds delicious.
Oh, delicious.
That's more than most of America.
Oh, wow.
By just getting
one box.
Getting the mega box,
yeah.
You're ahead of pretty much probably all of
most
your neighbors.
People have like four Taco Bell hot sauce packets. That's all they have. Like in their
I know,
fridge.
No, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Bunch of frozen meat that they never got around to cooking.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's all spoiled. You just get the survival box.
Get it.
And if why not? Just go mega.
Exactly. Just go mega. If you're going to go, go mega. That's the new
I like a survival
line.
Box. Do you want a mega that?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I do. Yes, please.
Yes, please. So, I'm a Merkin. Yes, awesome. I'm a Merkin. Mega size it.
So that's exciting.
Okay,
check
we're going to talk about Battle Box now. We got a brand new Battle Box. What?
Did you get the card?
Yeah, I got a card right here.
Garbage out here.
You got so much gear over there. This is Battle Box Mission 39, Repair Anything. And when they say repair anything...
one of those go off?
What?
If I throw it down...
I know. Flashbang in the podcast studio.
Oh, I'm blind.
Repair Anything, Mission 39. So the basic box, $24.99 cost. The first thing was the Gear Aid Tenacious Tape, $5.25 value. Can you find it? The Tenacious Tape?
Uh-huh.
Gear Aid Tenacious Tape.
Fiberfix.
Mm-hmm. Gear Aid. there's a few Gear Aid items in there.
Where's the Gear Aid Tenacious Tape?
I hope we have it. There it is.
Gear Aid Tenacious Tape.
Yeah, so
Tenacious Tape.
So that's used to tape up stuff tenaciously.
The end.
The next thing is the
nylon canvas mesh, technical fabrics, neoprene, rubber, and vinyl.
I like that. Rubber.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool stuff. And then
I don't have a lot of stuff to repair
I don't
all my gear. So
yeah.
Good job. Battle Box.
The next thing is the Atwood Rope Mini TRD, made in USA, $12.99 value.
Where's that at?
It's going to be in the box somewhere, I guess. Did you find it?
What is it?
It's the Atwood Rope Mini TRD.
Atwood Mini Rope. Damn, dang. There it is.
Oh, there he is.
Sorry.
What's that stuff used for? Roping?
It's got a cutting blade inside it. Reloadable and reusable. Impact resistance. UV resistance. I haven't told you what it's used for yet. You can tie it real well.
You probably use that for your tripwire line if you need to.
Yeah, yeah. You so it's basically like a long shoelace.
100-pound test.
Crafting, tethers, handle wraps, trap lines, camping, fishing lines, DIY projects, zipper poles.
Six.
Macrame. Lanyards.
Lanyard. I need bodies. I need to make me some lanyards.
I'm looking for something real nice to dispense some lanyards.
Well, I've been looking at my SHTF plan, and I don't have a plan to make me some lanyards in the apocalypse.
Oh, we got a nice dispenser right here.
Let's try this one.
Wind chimes. Got to put that on there.
Or survival wind chimes.
I'm looking for something like maybe I can use it for survival and make some wind chimes.
Yeah. Dual purpose. Next thing is the Gear Aid Seam Grip Field Repair Kit, $7.50 value.
Field Repair Kit. Boom.
Yeah. You can
same thing. Nylon, canvas, technical fabrics, rubber, and vinyl.
Vinyl. Yeah. Fantastic. Some more.
Oh, I thought it had a. I thought it had a necklace thing.
A necklace.
Field repair kit around my neck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. The next thing is the Fix and Zip $10.99 value. You can fix any broken zipper in the world.
There you go.
It could be Chinese. It could be Taiwanese. It could be Filipino. All the kind of zippers, all the time.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I think is it Survival Box?
I think they sent one similar. Yeah,
have two zippers in there.
Yeah, take that, battle box.
That is pretty cool, though, because zippers, once they're broke, you're like, screw it.
Yep, throwing that crap
safety
away.
Safety pin it shut.
Let's put a little duct
tape on.
Speaking
of safety pins, battle box.
What the hell, bro?
Why don't you just fill it full of safety pins?
It's like 9,000 safety pins.
They're like different colored battle box symbol on them.
Oh, yeah. We call this one a safety pin box. Mission 40, safety pin.
You got tactical safety pins. You got little safety pins. You got
female safety pins, male safety pins, kids safety pins, animal safety pins.
Oh, that would
safety
be
pins
so
for
awesome.
Your pets.
Got it all here.
Medical.
Sterile safety pins.
Daryl.
All right. Sorry, Battlebox. I'm trying to get it going.
Next thing, Gear Aid Free Soul Aqua Seal Shoe Repair. And you know, if you ever had a shoe break. Hey, have you ever had a shoe break?
What is this? It's like late night infomercial.
Like, broken shoes.
Have you ever broken your shoe ever?
You ever been walking and your shoe sucked?
Shoe and boot repair.
Shoes.
What does it repair? It's ideal for hiking boots and work boots, rubber boots, neoprene, athletic, and cycle shoes.
Don't use it on your church shoes.
Not for business cash shoes.
You're a skater. You wear them Vans. Don't use them.
You want to cramp your game?
Yeah. Next thing is the Fiber Fix, a $5.99 value.
Fiber Fix, where's that?
Fiber.
What is it?
Oh, we are jacking off too much on this podcast.
Wait a minute. Wrong choice of words.
Fiber Fix, did you find it?
I don't know. I'm just showing them stuff. If you want to jump to the end, I'm going to have it all right here.
Where is that Fiber Fix?
Oh! I'm just going to line it all up for you because you probably stopped listening a long time ago.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just putting it out. I haven't looked at it for a minute. Rip spool. Let me just get to it.
Try even over here, man.
I can't find it when Kobe reads it, so I'm just going to tell you right now. Rip
spool. Find Fiber Fix.
I don't see Fiber. Okay, that's the knife of the month, right?
Yeah, that's a sewing kit.
There's a
whatever.
Sewing kit. There's
there's
a knife.
Supposed to be something in there called Fiber Fix. $6.
Apparently, it's in there.
That's your basic box. I'm crying over here. I got stuff. The advanced box, $49.99.
Oh, wait. Is that it? No. Fiber Fix. Is right the- here. Oh, I had this up a minute ago. One roll.
One roll.
One by 40 inches.
One roll to rule them all. 1 inch by fiber fix.
This kind of looks like casting material.
Mm, interesting. Sure does. Okay, next cool thing. Advanced box, $49.99. Vigilant Trails Survival Sewing Kit, $17.37 value.
Yep, yep, yep.
Everybody needs a sewing kit. Everybody.
Seriously. You can suture with these.
Yeah, you could, huh?
It would hurt.
It would hurt, but you could do it.
But you could do it. It would close yep stuff up.
Absolutely. Next thing, Stronghold Haywire Clamper, made in the USA, $24.95 value. You can, like, take a broken shovel and fix it. Broken exactly pickaxe. Broken pickaxe. Broken broom.
That is pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
there
you could do some really cool stuff with that.
You can
I
make
like
some
it
primitive tools.
Yeah, you sure
instantly
could. Instantly. Pro Box, $99 value. Cool. Exotech Rip Spool, made in which USA, $34.95 value. So that's that. Actually, I like this thing. This is pretty cool. Check what it out. It's got that some tape on the outside.
Oh, do you have some, one like this?
I have.
Oh, cool. So you can put your duct yeah tape around this, and then yep you've also got.
Yeah, and then you can open it up. There's a needle inside, I believe.
Oh, it's got plastic around it.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It's a real. Actually, this is probably
that
one of my favorite.
That
actually
is yeah really cool.
The Exotech okay Rip Spool. So check that out because it's nice, something cool. It's something you're going to like. Next thing is the Cold Steel Pocket Bushman.
Cold Steel.
That's right. $33.95 value. It's a knife.
There it is.
There it is. It's a knife. It's always good to have knives. And then the Pro Plus.
If you like the color of a knife, you will get all of that.
Mm-hmm. Knife of the month. $149.99. Black Scout Survival Feather Stick.
Pretty cool if I could have like smoke yeah coming out of here.
It doesn't really go with this box because it came late and it was supposed to go on last month's box, but there it is. It's actually really cool for feather sticking stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So there it is. Battle Box, Mission 39.
Kind of an interesting little
fix knife all the stuff that's broken box. Right there.
Cool.
So,
well, that
check
was
them out.
A little unorganized. Sorry yeah about that.
A lot unorganized.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, so we
got
to
have a video coming sometime.
No idea what the hell we're doing in this video. We're going to fix stuff.
We're just going to fix everything in the
yeah
house. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get on to the
Hunt Vault. Hunt Vault. I have to say, the first Hunt Vault Elite that we got, I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I was like uber impressed with what they had. So this month, what they have is... This is not at all... Okay, maybe it
isn't
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. The game hanger. So this is a $9 value. It's basically a heavy-duty to hang a deer. When you kill it,
yep,
you hang it in your camp, hang it in your garage, whatever.
Cool,
right
cool
there. It's very cool. Next item, the Vortex Optics Solo 10 by 36 monocular. $150
oh, sweet. I love
value
because I got one bad eye.
Yeah.
How much?
$150 value.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? This whole box is $347 value. Insane.
Nice.
I know.
That's sweet, right?
So,
there.
Yeah, I mean, optics, it's always great to have some good optics for recon yeah and whatnot. Next thing is the Hex Bluetooth speaker / charger. It's the Hybrid Light Hex, a rugged Bluetooth speaker. Also functions as a lantern and a mm-hmm flashlight and an FM radio. What?
What?
And a micro SD card reader all in one.
Are you kidding
what
me?
What the fudge?
That ain't right.
That ain't right. That's cool. That's
hybrid
cool
solar 400 flashlight speaker charger. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You can play some, you know, moose mating sounds through this.
Moose mating sounds.
And track some moose.
Exactly. The next thing meese is the Cricut Mossback Hunter, $70 value. It's actually
shine
a sweet little knife. For,
ooh,
for,
I do like
for
that
skinning. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I always like their knives.
I know. Really cool.
That is pretty sweet.
Next thing is the Coolabuck antimicrobial deer / antelope quarter bags. So if you've ever, it's the bags. That's not it.
Oh,
it's the bags.
Sorry about that.
So there's bags for when you quarter out your deer to pull them out with. This is antimicrobial. Throw in the meat and pack that stuff out.
Man, nice job.
I know. Fantastic, isn't
they're
it?
Freaking genius.
And then the next thing is the Coolabuck antimicrobial game spray. So it's spray that keeps your meat better for longer, keeps all the crap away from it. $13 value. Very cool.
Keep your meat fresh.
Yeah, keep your meat fresh, bro.
Yum.
And that's it, right?
Yeah. I think
yeah.
So.
Fantastic box from Hunt
that's
Vault.
Incredible,
again,
man.
Again, first class. If you're a hunter.
So that's two boxes, and we've been extremely impressed with them.
Both. Yeah. So, guys, seriously, if you're a hunter,
do
freaking
it.
Do it and use our code CASUALPREPPERS, and you're going to get a nice little discount.
That's
all right.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
That's awesome.
I'm super duper impressed with Hunt Vault. Is that all the reviews we have? That is all. Man, that's it. Wow, we did all our reviews. Very cool.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, all of you that are still listening for the best part of the podcast.
Here it is.
So, we haven't really talked much about splinting. Well, kind of, I guess.
Splinter.
So, splinting. Oh, don't do that. So, I just wanted the basics of splinting.
Mm-hmm.
So, three things. A good splint is, one, comfortable. A, functional.
B.
Epsilon. So, a comfortable splint, I mean, the importance about it being comfortable is that it's not cutting off circulation, you know, and it's not poking the person. And like, it
my
does
splint's pokey.
Trust me, I put enough on that people are like, owie, this is heavy.
This doesn't feel good.
This doesn't feel much better. Is my broken worse or is it better?
I think I was let it hang.
So, but yeah, making it comfortable is actually important because, yeah, you're the person's gonna be comfortable in it and it's going to be not cutting off circulation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cause a pressure sore and all that stuff. So comfortable is important. Functional. Usually the location in these like survival scenarios, you still want them to be able to help themselves to get out of there, you know,
mm-hmm.
break their ankle. You don't want to freaking cast them from their ankle up to their neck. Well, I don't want to stabilize everything. It needs to be functional. It needs to still, they, you know, you're going to immobilize that joint, but they still need to be able to walk. So, you know, your sticks don't need to be sticking 10 inches past their heel. So they're yeah. like, you know, on stilts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, keep up. And then if it looks good, it usually means it's going to stay in place. You know, you've properly used all of your, you know, wrap and your, strapping and everything. So it sounds kind of funny, but if it looks good, it's probably going to stay in place and function as it should.
Oh, nice.
Improvised splinting. So, the three basic things on improvised splinting is it needs to have padding, it needs to have rigidity, and it needs something to hold it all together. So you don't always have, you know, SAM splint, orthoglass, you know, all that fancy stuff when you're out and about. You know,
I wouldn't
maybe
think
you've
so.
Thrown some SAM splint in your backpack.
Especially
but,
in an SHTF situation.
Right, so you're just getting out of there, and that's weight, unless you're packing around your surgical kit or super advanced mega, you know, survival medicine kit. You're gonna be missing all this stuff, so you just need to focus on padding, rigidity, and something to hold it together. So here's some materials that you can use like on the fly. Should have your paracord if you're a true pepper.
Yeah you should.
So
or the some of that stuff we had in that battle box would be
right
good.
So it's kind of thin, and you know, putting a lot of pressure against, you know, a splint, obviously you're going to want to reinforce it several times with paracord, so it's not you know, cutting off circulation, stuff like that. But paracord always is useful in medicine and whatever else you want to use.
Yeah,
you know, a raincoat, any of that clothing that you may be packing that you're not using at the time, perfect to cut up strips and stuff like that to make a splint and you know, wrap some sticks and stuff together to, you know, do what you need to do with the splint. A tent and a tarp, those are tons of excess material that obviously you want them for shelter, but if you're splinting and taking care of your loved one or yourself, you cut it up.
Yeah.
Skis, trekking poles, like, you know, maybe you don't have skis with you, but those are all rigid and, smooth. You don't have any pokey surfaces because sticks are hard to get a real nice.
It is. Yeah.
A durable piece that's not going to freaking rip your skin to pieces. Backpack frames, aluminum shovels, they can work good as immobilizing splints. As for belts, you know, click belts, any of those are perfect because you can get like such micro, you know, adjustments.
Perfect.
It's like
tight,
and it's easy to hurry and undo. Like the regular belts, obviously they'll work, but you know,
not
getting it
good.
In the loophole, it's either too tight or too loose. It
becomes a tourniquet.
Yeah, exactly. So I really think, you know, you want one of those survival type belts that a click belt. Mission belts and slide belts.
Mission belts, slide belts, next
belts.
What was
the one the hunter box
next
had
belt.
One?
Next
those
belt,
are just perfect for splinting and
click
everything.
Click belts. That's
and click belt,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, click belt. But so they're not, they don't actually click. They have the one that you have to tighten. They don't actually have
Oh, it's
to
like
click.
A seatbelt one. Huh?
Yeah, it's
that's
like a seatbelt. Yeah.
But, and then other things is to make like a jelly roll splint. And that's basically one where you just are using a ton of padding to immobilize.
Yeah.
Like the little air mattress, the, you know, the camping ones. What are they called? The
bedroll type stuff?
Bedroll, yeah. Mm-hmm. You just blow them up and wrap it around. That's perfect. You can't bend that.
Yeah.
You know, that joint's going to be stabilized, and it's just a pressure. It's going to be useful without putting anything real rigid in there.
Yeah.
And then last is just after you splint, check circulation off and make sure that, you know, your jimmy-rigged splint isn't freaking cutting off circulation, and now you got a bigger problem. When you are splinting, immobilize the bones above and below. You got to think, like, kinesiology-wise, what bones are moving in that. So you break a wrist, you've got two bones. You know, you got your forearm, you've got your ulna and radius. You need to stabilize both. Your elbow's the same way, so you probably want to prevent your wrist from twisting. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just think about what you're what joint you're stabilizing. You need to splint above and below.
Yeah.
And then for splinting the legs, you want the material to be as long as possible, but still allow them to walk. Obviously, if the fracture's compounded and sticking through the skin, you're not expecting them to walk. But if you don't know what's going on and they can tolerate it, splint it up so their weight's on a stick, but they can still, you know,
like
that guy that got trapped in the cave, you know, he still, after all that, still had to work his way out.
Yeah.
They couldn't get him out without him, you know, being
actually
able to
moving
and stuff. So there you go. A little bit of basic splinting.
I like that. I like that. Splinting.
It's goody goodies.
Good stuff. Well, thanks, guys. That's all we got today. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to have a fantastic episode in a couple weeks. So you don't want to miss that.
You don't. You really, really don't.
You just don't. And thank you for hanging out. We'll see you next time.
All right.